Brazilian music is something that kind of, and one of the other things that motivated me to make this movie, it was one of the things that motivated me to spend so much time in Brazil, just discovering the music. It was one of the things that made me fall in love with Brazil. And I didn't want this to be a simple movie that was just a simple criticism. I wanted it to kind of show the Brazil that I was learning about and I was understanding, a very complicated country. And I thought the music was a real big part of that. So I thought that while being a critique of people like Jair de Barbalho, I thought that, you know, we could kind of show how certain geniuses develop out of such horrible social problems, like the Dr. Juarez Avalar, one of the best plastic surgeons in the entire world. Show how, you know, heroes like Claudio Fontelles are tested in such horrible situations, and how musicians like, you know, like Tom Zé, you know, can come out and make some of the most powerful music that's ever been made. Which brings it to this kind of second point in the music, was that a lot of this music was made during the military dictatorship, a very dark period in Brazil's history. And this was a time when musicians were engaging in that struggle every single day, so that a lot of them had to leave the country for a while, Caetano and Gil most notably. And I thought that was an amazing kind of idea about a real active voice in music, similar to what was going on in the United States, but even more active, I think, to a certain respect. It was even more of a political confrontation. And I thought that was really inspiring. And there was something of that missing today. And I love those artists so much. And I thought that, you know, that was something that maybe, I don't know, I wish there was a little bit more of a revolt right now against, you know, people like Jair Barbalho. But, you know, and, you know, I think Tom Zé is still there. He's still, you know, singing about corruption. São Jorge is also, I mean, but it's not like it was. I mean, I don't want to romanticize the past too much, but, yeah.